So I'm in a parking lot yesterday, getting ready to go into one of the big box stores to get some keys copied. And there's a prime parking spot, and somebody's pulling out of it. So I pull over to the side so that everybody could get by me, turn my turn signal on, and wait for the spot to come open.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as the person pulls out, a woman pulls in right behind him. I'm like,
coming from the other direction?
Yeah.
Or sneaking up behind you?
No, coming from the other direction.
First come, first serve, man.
I was there first.
I don't care.
And my signal was on.
You didn't jump in right away.
I felt very much like, waiting till she got out of her car, then hooking a tow truck to her car, moving it to the other side of the parking lot, and then putting my car. No. And I looked at her like, really? Okay. All right.
Did you flip her off?
No. Because at that point of the day, I was having a very good day. Everything was good. And my first inclination was to say, hey, I was waiting for this spot. But I realized that that may not be good for the show.
She'd recognize your voice and...
Oh, I would have done, excuse me! I realize that I shouldn't do things like that.
Right.
While I'm out.
Some road rage, you know, the cops show up, it gets in the newspaper, you know, on TV.
Management would love that. Yeah, get arrested, slap the cop when he shows up. Will you bail me out? No. All right. So it got me thinking, are women here or everywhere, are they as bad a drivers as they are getting the reputation for? And what I really wanted to say was, hey, way to dispel the stereotypes, lady.
I have found that people I am stuck behind in traffic doing stupid things, driving slowly, blocking a lane, not using your turn signal.
Mm-hmm. Eating soup.
Are equally men and women.
Yeah.
Older drivers, younger drivers, it doesn't matter.
Well, according to Yahoo Auto News, they did a survey, and they say women are more likely than men to cuss at other drivers in front of the kids, flip off other drivers, and go out of their way to turn and go out of turn at a four-way stop. Just jump ahead of everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Men, however, are more likely to honk at slow drivers, cut to the front when merging. I've done that. Steal parking spots. Turn on their brights to antagonize someone.
From behind.
Well, you flash them. All right. When you're coming up in the left lane and somebody is just parked there, you come up, you hit your brights a couple, three times. That's like, hey, I'm behind. Please pay attention. Move over. You can get back in after I go by you, but just get out the heck out of the way.
Yeah, if you don't want to speed, leave it to the rest of us
exactly.
To take care of you.
Let me run block for you.
Yeah.
All right? And men are more likely to key someone's car.
Ooh.
Here are the 9 rudest things people do when they're driving. Have you done any of these? And I will admit I've done these. Chris, have you ever done any of these? Here we go. 41% of us have honked at someone for driving too slowly. Ever give them the honk? It's like, meh.
Sometimes. I normally just get mad and yell and scream and pound on my steering wheel.
And bump them from behind. Rubbin's racing. All right. I'm sure I have, but I don't remember recently honking it. 37 have cussed in front of the kids while driving.
Yeah, yeah, I've done that.
Yeah, I caught myself, and I...
Yeah, I've done that.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we can't turn it off. We let fly when we're in the car alone, right?
Yeah, sometimes. And so I have learned to really, really curb that. My wife was driving our daughter somewhere, and there was traffic, and from the back seat, my wife said she heard this. Oh, come on, what's the holdup? And my wife looks around, she goes, excuse me, where did you hear that? And my daughter rats me out. Daddy. I'm like, oh, thank you, sweetheart.
At least she didn't, you know, put some F-bombs in it or something.
Well,
you know,
I have never dropped the F-bomb in front of my kid.
Okay.
There's been, you know, damn it, that. But, you know, nothing. And for those that have got kids in the car just now, sorry. 29% of us have flipped someone off while driving.
Oh, yeah. I've done that.
Oh, yeah. I even have a special way of doing it. You don't look at them. As you drive by and you know they're looking at you, you're just driving, you do this. And you just keep going so they don't. You don't even give them the respect of looking at them while you flick them off.
And then check your rearview mirror to see if they're coming after you.
That wouldn't be smart on their part. 18% have gone out of their turn or gone out of turn at a four-way stop. I try not to do that. I really try not to do that.
I don't think I do that.
As a matter of fact, I try to be overly generous. It's like if I got there and I know I'm first, but it was close, that's another thing where you flash your lights. It's like, no, 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 go ahead. You go on ahead. So my generosity in that, I make up for the rudeness.
But that's annoying, too, if it's somebody's turn to go and they don't go.
Well, then, yeah, and then you go, and then they go. And then you have a crash right in the middle of the thing. 12% of us have cut to the front of a line of cars merging. Yes, I most certainly have done that when the line is merging and everybody's kind of gotten over too early and there's still room in the lane.
Ah.
I will zip up there and then wedge right in front of a truck, which I know you truckers out there love guys like me. Feel free to just go ahead and crush the car next time. Just make sure nobody else is in the car. If it's just me, crush it. Go ahead. 11.
Don't give them ideas.
Huh?
Don't give them ideas.
I need a new car.
I see.
11% have stolen a parking spot someone was waiting for. No, that's another thing that really hacks me off. I try very hard not to do that.
That's part of our obese society, right? They don't want to walk an extra 10 steps to get into the store door, you know?
8% have dinged another car and then driven away. No. 7% have turned on their brights to antagonize another driver. No. And finally, 5% have keyed another person's car.
Really?
Yeah, and that's just rude. You don't want to key another person's car, ever.